sooner. We all know this pandemic is going to end. Start your new outdoor space now with architectofchicagoland.com. A-R-C-H-A-D-E-C-K of Chicagoland.com. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, eat it. 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 Oh! My favorite 15 minutes of the day is this. Stump the Chef and Chef Greg Garbo is one of the hottest chefs in the Chicago metropolitan area. He is at Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine, and it's one of those. We have two producers who we have a producer and a sports guy, Greg, that absolutely love your restaurant. Wow. I just want to say
thank you.
Yeah, you've done amazing stuff, and thank you for doing this. And I think we lost our contestant here, so I'm just going to have to do this on my own. The whole idea of Stump the Chef is that early in the show, we get a contestant, caller number 19 at any given time, and they get a prize for this. They give us three ingredients from their kitchen. Things that people, you know, they look around, they're thinking, am I ever going to eat that? Now, some people have been cheating the system, Chef, by getting chefs to do things with ingredients they know they want to eat. But that's okay. What are we going to do? These are tough times. I don't want to get in the way of anybody. This particular contestant, I think, had some pretty interesting things for you to do. Because you never know. When you were starting out, right, I'm sure that you had to challenge yourself and things.
You always do. It's a challenge every week.
All right.
Always keep learning.
All right, so here it is. Cube steak, pre-boiled potatoes, and raspberry preserves.
I'm still thinking about those baked beans I have to eat from that contest.
It's a mouthful.
How many was
disgusting.
It? It was 10 pounds of baked beans.
Oh.
Talking about major league eating here. I had it in sports.
Oh. So. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to say that this is a difficult one, but it's really not. This is really simple. I'm going to start off, so we can start off with the protein, because mm-hmm. that cube steak is pretty thin, and it's usually, like, pounded, right? So
yeah.
It's got that, you know, it's already serrated. It's got that look to it. I would definitely do a breaded fried steak.
Hold on one second, Chef. We found the contestant. We got him back. Larry,
okay.
Join us in here because you have to write down this information so that you can make this and then let us know if this is any good. All right, here we go.
Okay, I am here.
Okay, good.
Ready,
all right, Chef. Go ahead. Start over again.
So with the steak, I would do a breaded fried steak. That's so we would egg wash that, flour it. We can use panko as well, and we would just have a little bit of oil in the pan. And basically, we would just cook that on both sides so it's nicely golden brown. It's not going to take a lot to cook that steak because usually those steaks are pretty thin. It makes a delicious dinner. The raspberry preserves, I would put them in a pot, and I would start to reduce them down a little bit. I would add some vinegar. You might need a little pinch of salt in there as well. I would make a gastrique out of that. So basically, you're going to have, it's going to be almost like a sweet and sour type of profile to it. But the raspberry will lend itself really nicely with that steak. The only other thing that people have, I don't have boiled potatoes sitting around, but if we did, I would.
You should get them.
Yeah.
No. They are boiled. They're already boiled. I boiled them a couple of days ago to do something else with them, and then we decided we didn't want them, so now they're in the refrigerator being cold.
No. Larry, let me ask you a question. Have they turned a strange color?
It's a mild shade of green, but it's not too bad.
All right. Well, you know, never hurt you.
I need penicillin. I've got an infection.
There you go.
Oh, God. All right.
All right, so I would do a crispy smashed potato. So you can make those, if the skin is still on them, it makes it really nice. So we can take that potato, and I'm assuming that I got best case scenario, and I have some little like red new potatoes. That would make the best potato. or a yellow potato, the little ones would be great. Mm-hmm. And basically what we do is I would fry some bacon first and put it on the side and keep that grease that we have. I would chop a little bit of onion, and I would put that down, and basically you just take your potato and you smash it, not hard, just enough where it becomes a little flat, and we're going to fry that on both sides in that bacon fat, and we're going to keep those, we're going to smash those onions on top of it, and it's going to make like kind of like a lionized potato, and we're going to get that fat from the bacon is going to add some unctuousness to those potatoes, and it, little salt and pepper go on there, and you got a nice dinner there.
Okay. I think then the one question I have is, what is the appropriate bottle of wine to drag out of my basement? I've got Cabernet Merlot. I don't like Pinot Noirs. I'm not big on Chardonnays. I've got some good red blends. What would you recommend there?
Larry, you're getting too fancy here. But, Chef, there's a good question. Go ahead and answer it.
It is a good question. I'm thinking a little more lighter. If you don't like a Chardonnay, I would go with that choice, even though we're eating a red meat, but we have some fried food. So that fried food, I'm thinking also with the raspberries, that Chardonnay would pair itself really well. A nice crispy, apple-y pear Chardonnay would be really delicious, I feel, for that whole meal there.
All right, Chef, thank you so much. Greg Garbo, Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine, and that is chicagoculinarykitchen.com. Very, very easy. It's 773 North Quentin Road in Palatine. Number one barbecue in the state of Illinois, according to Money Magazine. Can't go wrong there. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you being with us.